Welcome to the Living Above Average Ministries podcast. This is a podcast all about living above average, informed choices, and growth. Our goal is to equip, encourage, and empower you to build a better life so that you can live a life above average. Now our host, Angie Sartain.
Thank you for joining me today on Living Above Average Ministries podcast. I am so excited to be with you today. It's been a little bit since we have released a podcast. But today in my studio, I have a very special person who is joining me today. And I say special because he happens to be my husband and the love of my life. And so, Danny Sartain, welcome to Living Above Average Ministry podcast.
It is good to be with you. And I just want everybody to know that she did say very special person. So just so that we have that up front as we continue on.
Yes, and as we go on, you will notice how special he really is to me and to our church at Heartland Worship Center in Salina, Kansas. I want to talk to you today, Pastor, about our thoughts and how important our thoughts are. And I thought about the title of this podcast being Minding Your Own Mind. You know, I was reading the Bible, and in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, it says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." And I have heard different people say, you know, your thoughts become your words become your actions become habits, your habits become character, your character becomes your destiny. So can you tell me a little bit about your experience of dealing with thoughts and dealing with people and their thoughts?
I think a lot of times it comes down to not only minding your own mind, but minding your own business, because a lot of times we probably take steps in directions that we shouldn't go all the time, because when it comes down to it, a lot of us are just nosy. And when you add somebody else's stuff into your own mind, it really clogs things up, confuses things, because you're worried about what everybody else is thinking, and then that adds to it. So you really have to stay on guard. I mean, Paul talks about watching what we think. Watch what comes into our lives. So out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The mouth only speaks what the mind produces. So yeah, there's a lot to this.
So you're saying it's really important that we be careful of what we allow inside of our minds and what we allow to stay there. Because sometimes we could be watching a TV show or watching a movie, and a thought will develop out of watching that. And so if that happens, what you're saying is we shouldn't just dwell on that thought, that we either need to determine if it's a good thought to keep or if it's not a good thought to keep, and what we need to do with that.
Exactly. I mean, again, the Bible says whatsoever things are pure, lovely, of good report, think on these things. So you have to be intentional with your thoughts, with your mind, because if not, I mean, I've heard the old timers say that the mind can be the devil's playground, and that is true, because I mean, how many times do you run off on a thought and then it takes you down a road, and before long you've either condemned somebody, judged somebody, thought somebody was mad at you because you just let your mind go unchecked. And I think that's a big issue with people today. They don't check their thoughts and they just let them roll, and before long you are upset at somebody because of a perception that will maybe not even be accurate.
Absolutely. And in my practice, I've had to walk with people through telling them about challenging your thoughts. So sometimes we can have a thought, but we need to challenge that. And what I mean by that is we challenge, like, is there facts behind this thought? Is there any truth to this thought? And if there's not, then we just need to get rid of that out of our mind. And so, you know, when we think about our thoughts and our mind, so we have our brain, the organ, the brain that holds our thoughts. It's kind of our mind sits inside of that brain. And in our mind, it holds our beliefs and holds our thoughts. It holds our truths. It holds our behavior. And so what would be some things that you would suggest or offer as suggestions to help people have good thoughts and help them to have good things to dwell upon?
Well, I think you got to, first of all, start on what you're feeding your mind. If you're allowing negative stuff to come into your mind, you're naturally going to be bent toward the negativity of life. I think you need to listen to good podcasts, things that are uplifting, things that's going to feed the good nature, and not the things that are going to be detrimental. So you got to start with what you're putting in, because what comes in comes out. And so that's got to be number one, I think. If you, if not, you're always going to be bent toward the negative side of things. And we got enough negativity in the world as it is. So don't know why we want to add to that. So that would be my first say. Let's figure out what we're feeding our brain. What kind of music are you listening to? You know, are you listening to garbage that is derogatory toward women, derogatory toward mankind, so to speak, even God? Or you listen to things that are, when you get done with it, you're like, wow, that felt good. So you got what TV programs, you can go through all that. So it's definitely what goes in is where you start with.
So even down to possibly reading books or articles totally. On the internet, or even, hate to say it, the news at times. We have to maybe limit ourselves to what we watch, even according to the news, because it could be so negative and so detrimental to what we think and what we believe. And it could cause a lot of anxiety and fear.
Mm-hmm. I went over the, this last December over Christmas, I intentionally turned off all the news media and just listened to Christmas music, because with the elections and all the stuff that was going on, I was started feeling myself go down a kind of a rabbit hole of negativity, because I was getting sucked into that social media black hole that was really bending me toward negative. And I felt myself getting irritated to the point where you and I had the conversation, you need to quit listening or quit watching that stuff or quit reading that stuff. And it really kind of woke me up, because right now we're in a world of negativity. And boy, you can slide down that path so fast. So, yeah, we definitely got to watch that.
I totally agree. And I think that our mind is such a powerful tool. And I know Joyce Meyer wrote a book called The Battlefield of the Mind. And there's been many other books about the mind and about thoughts. And I do totally agree that our mind, what we allow in, is going to determine what comes out. And it determines our behavior. When I was in grad school, one of my professors said a statement that said, all behavior makes sense in context. And when you take the context of a person's situation or life, even going down to their what they say, you take the context of, like, what are they putting into their mind that's allowing them to, or pushing them to be critical, or pushing them to be negative, or pushing them to be fearful or anxious. And given time, sometimes it's because when we're younger, you know, it's our environment. Maybe we experienced trauma. Maybe we've experienced some life difficulties and challenges that kind of helped form that thought, and we didn't have others to come help us navigate through that. Or perhaps we didn't even have God at that time to help us navigate through what is truth and what is not truth, what is helpful and what's not helpful. And I am so adamant about what we think and allowing what we watch and listen to and put into our minds, because in my practice, I see a lot of people who struggle with being able to put a good thought together, mm-hmm. because they're so used to this certain pattern of thinking. And so we have to help them interrupt that pattern and try to create a new pattern. And that's what I think is so fascinating about our brain, the neuroplasticity of our brain, and how we can actually form new neural pathways and new thought patterns by just simply what we put in and what we allow in. And I'm not a big person of just be positive all the time and everything will work out great. But I am a person that believes in what the Bible says, that in Philippians 4:8, I think we all memorized that when we were younger, about whatsoever things are, finally, Paul's talking, you know, to the Philippians, and he's like, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And we quote that scripture and we're like, yeah, just do that. But I think people feel unequipped on how do they do that? What do they do? And they perhaps don't even think about, how many times have you heard, Pastor, where somebody's like, well, I'm just listening to the song for the beat. Right? And it's just a beat. I love the beat. I love the beat. Mm-hmm. But those words are powerful, and those words will create thoughts in our mind.
Mm-hmm. There's such a subtlety with that. And I think the enemy of our faith, the enemy of our minds, he uses that kind of stuff to again, before long, you've bent yourself in those directions that you're like, how did I get here? And it didn't happen overnight. It was one little step at a time. You listen to a little bit of music here, then all of a sudden you're going to someplace else to listen to a little bit more music. It's deeper and deeper. And before long, you wake up and you're like, wow, you know, things have changed. And like you said, those neural pathways have changed from being negative or from being positive to being negative.
Mm-hmm. So absolutely. Now, do you think that we could ever get to a point where we won't have a negative thought?
No, we live in a fallen world. We're fallen human beings. We're fallible people. So, for me to say that, oh, you can get to that point where you never have a negative thought, I don't know that that's possible. Mm-hmm. But I do think that when the negative thought comes, and the old timers again would say, you know, you can't keep a bird from flying over your head, but you can keep them from building a nest in your hair. And I think that's what we have to strive for when we get hit with a negative thought. How do we combat that? How do we stop that from taking root and really bending us in a very, you know, negative way, so to speak? Mm-hmm. So when you get that negative thought, now what do you do with it? How are you going to get it out? What are you gonna change the place of that negative thought with? And you've got to look at something positive to take that out and replace it. Otherwise, there's going to be a void. I mean, we're human beings. We're fallible people, so we've got to look at ways of stopping that and changing that.
Absolutely. And I think that that is so important. And so people would probably raise a question of, so, okay, so great. I got to be more positive. I got to think more positive thoughts. So I'm going to start watching what I'm watching. So I'm taking inventory. What am I watching? What am I listening to? What am I reading? What am I allowing in my thought? Even including negative people around us, you know, what am I doing? So we take this inventory and we realize, oh my goodness, I'm surrounded by negativity. So now what? So what do we do now? Do we just automatically just say, I can't be friends with you. I can't watch a show. I can't do this. I can't do that. What would be a practical step with that?
See, first it's identification. I'm a list guy. So I would make a list of all of those things that you feel in your life that are negative. So whether it's your music, whether it's your friends, whatever it is, you got to get that list. And then you need to look at, okay, so what is one thing that I can do today that can turn that list around? So if we're harping on music, let's just say it's a music thing. And is there something that I can replace that music with, some positive music? Again, something that may be in the beat, the things that you really like. There is good, you know, positive stuff out there that you can change. So I start checking the list off. And then before long, on your list, you have more positive things than negative things. And so again, the neural pathways begin to change because you're intentional. It's not going to happen by accident. I mean, we didn't get negative by accident. It was a conscious decision that we started turning that way. So it's going to be a conscious decision to become positive. And again, I'm not one of those guys that go around and all you got to do is say the mantra, oh, I'm positive, I'm positive, I'm positive, and life is going to change. It takes practical steps. And there are days that you're going to wake up and it's just going to be hard. But that's okay. The Bible says that the way the transgressor is hard, Jesus said his yoke was easy, his burden is light. So we understand that we all have burdens, we all have issues. But what are we going to do with them again? So I don't know. For me, I'm going to look at the things in my life. How can I improve my life? Just say 10% or 1% a day. And if you get that momentum going, it really, really begins to roll in the right direction. But you got to start.
Absolutely. So recognizing, making the list, and being intentional with starting somewhere, those are really great steps. And so I could take it further as far as that goes. From there, is then the next step would be after you were taking this inventory, like I love what you said about just making one change. you know, people can become overwhelmed with like, oh my goodness, I have these 100 things on my list. Like, how can I change them? But if you just take one and you work through that one, and then you take another one and you work through that one, then it becomes this like snowball effect, and you will recognize that things are changing your life. You'll feel different mentally and emotionally, and even physically, you'll feel different. Mm. You'll carry your body in a different manner. And I've even told people in my practice that sometimes it's just your posture, you know, that will help you feel better and help you be better just simply by sitting up with straightened up. And we talked tease about Superman pose and how that's supposed to bring so much confidence, but people laugh, but it really does, because you are looking at yourself in the mirror and that's producing a different thought about yourself. And so I really appreciate you sharing that. Also, I think keeping that journal of what is happening in your mind, why you're thinking, challenging your thoughts. Why am I thinking what I'm thinking? You know, is there truth behind this? If there is truth, do I need to change that truth to a different truth? Do I need to make a new truth? And also, I believe that it's possible to do all of this without God, but it's better to do it with God.
Absolutely.
Because with God, we have that extra power, that extra energy, that extra strength to make these changes stick. Mm-hmm. And that's why, like in, you know, I think it's Romans 12:1, where it says we need to renew our minds daily, that we need to think about like what the world thinks about. And that's what you were alluding to when you were saying you were watching the news all the time, and all of a sudden it started to consume you and you became this thing that you didn't like. Well, I wasn't going to say that, but amen to that. He got a little grumpy and a little irritable, but that's because of the things that you were allowing in and you were dwelling on. And so that's what I want to talk to you, my friend, about today, is that we need to mind our own minds and we need to pay attention to what we're allowing in. And because what we allow in, it will come out. And so are you happy with what's coming out of your mouth? Are you happy with how you're behaving, how you're responding to situations? And sometimes they said, I've heard, you don't know what you're made of until something bad happens. And then the real you comes out. Mm-hmm. And so if you're not happy with what's coming out, then I would challenge you to take an inventory of your thoughts. There's so many other things that we could talk about with our thoughts today. It could just go on and on and on. And maybe we'll do a part two. If I can contain him, people, he's so excited here, but maybe we'll do a part two or part three and continue on the thoughts. But I just want to just challenge you today to take inventory of your thoughts, be cautious and careful of what you put in, because it will come out. And the first thing, I think, maybe not the first thing, but I think an important ingredient is allowing God to be part of your thought process. Mm-hmm. So we're going to close out today, and I just want to say a great big thank you to my love bucket, as my sister would say. Well, she wouldn't say he's her love bucket, but he's my love bucket. But I love him, and I thank you for joining me today and sharing with us and our audience your thoughts on thoughts. And hopefully we will have better thoughts and we can make a better world. So thank you for joining me today. If you have any questions or comments, you can email me at livingaboveaverageministries@gmail.com. Visit my website, livingaboveaverageministries.com, and look forward to hearing from you. Thank you, and you have a blessed day.